Blog Talk Radio.
With Merle, and I'm your host, Merle Exit. Yes, well, let's see, it's 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time here. I'm in Queens, in New York City. It's gloomy outside, but not inside here, where I'm doing the show. I came back from Hartford last week. I did the show afterwards, but this week I have some of the guests that, sometimes I get some problems and people calling in, but this time I have a few from last week, and I can get the real dirt on everything up there in Hartford, particularly with the Marriott Hartford downtown, that I'm going to be talking to Raymond Benoit, B-E-N-O-I-T. You know, that's anything that sounds French, I can't pronounce. Benoit. You know what I mean? That's the only reason I like Spanish. What you see is what you get. And then I'm going to have Christina Pitcher on. She's a spa manager of Glow, which is the spa at the Marriott. And we're going to have a long talk on not just the products that they use, but, you know, why all this stuff works, about facial and the body stuff. And they even, you know, they even put makeup on me, ruined my reputation. Yeah. So that's what's going to happen tonight. Oh, yeah, and we got Pure Green 24. Yeah, David Stetson. I can't read my own writing. Well, anyway, he's going to talk about this product that one of the products I got at the Go Green Expo, and what this has to do with the new flu, you know, the swine flu, which, of course, you realize that if an Orthodox Jew was to get this, would be going against the kosher law. No. Okay. Let's see. So this is what we got going for the evening, and I just want to report before I do a commercial report on my little kittens. Oh, God. It's Max and Theo. Those are kittens' names, and we'll hear about them every week probably as they progress. And I got that they are identical twins. I never realized you can have, I don't know why, I didn't think, you know, identical twins in animals. But it occurred to me when I saw the two of them at one point, they were like standing right in front of each other. They both turned in the same direction and scratched the same ear. And stopped at the same time and turned back at the same time. And that's when I asked one of my friends if that's a possibility. So before we go on to the call in to Hartford, you know, it's time to break to my favorite commercial. What can I tell you? What would you do to earn brownie points? How about treating someone to what may be the best brownies they've ever tasted? Fairy tale brownies. They may seem like one of the richest bars of fudge, with varieties that include caramel, chocolate chip, espresso nib, raspberry swirl, mint chocolate, all made with Calbo dark Belgian chocolate. But yes, they are brownies, and that's no fairy tale. Yeah, and you can get these wonderful brownies on brownies.com. Yes, that's how good they are at their own site of brownies.com, as opposed to like fairy tale brownies or anything like that. And, well, if you get them, you can definitely understand why they are the best brownies. So, okay, we're ready to do some talking now. So, I got to, who do I got? All three of you on the line here?
Hi, Merle. Happy days from Hartford.
Hey, happy day. Yes, Raymond.
How are you?
Oh, just fine. And you pronounce your name Benoit?
It is pronounced Benoit in French. But
okay.
He says Benoit.
Benoit, as I say it. Yes, so the first thing we're going to talk about is what's going on there regarding the same-sex marriages up there and what that has to do with the Marriott.
Well, we do actually probably about 30 to 35 weddings a year. We've had probably close to, I think, 5 same-sex events, as well as doing housing for out-of-town guests who may be doing their events at other venues in Hartford. We get a tremendous amount of inquiries from both local people, people here in Hartford, and people close by, you know, Massachusetts, New York, who are, you know, have family here or nearby, and they're looking for, you know, somewhat of a destination, someplace where they can come for the weekend, house their guests, you know, do a fabulous ballroom event, and enjoy some of the things that you got to see when you were in Hartford.
Oh, yeah. So let's first go into, I want to first talk about, even though I did, this way I wouldn't get into anything I missed. By the way, in the middle of a conversation, if you hear me scream a little, it's because the kittens are in my room here.
Oh, dear.
They don't know any better from, like, the nails thing. You know, so anyway. But hopefully they won't, they won't dig their nails into me. Anyway, so what I first want to speak about is in terms of this tasting we did, and, like, when does this happen and what's it all about?
Well, typically our process is we get a call from, you know, a couple, you know, same sex or otherwise. It doesn't really matter. And we, you know, select a date. We typically will then work through some of the details and get to a contract. For the date, the time. And then once that is secured, we have an event management team here that actually begins to work with the couple to iron out menu preferences, likes and dislikes, food, flowers, and all that sort of thing. So the tasting actually takes place probably, and every couple's different. If they're coming from out of town, we may do it, you know, 6 months before. If they're close and local, we'll do it, you know, 3 months before. And basically what we try to do is try to recreate the dinner so that there's no questions the night of the event. We, you know, choose the types of salads. We choose the appetizers. We choose the entree, the sauces, the vegetables, you know. And we start that process sometimes early on in contracting, and then we sometimes wait till a few months before. It really depends.
How are you choosing the food? I mean, based upon what? Like I sat down there and we did a mock tasting, which I didn't mind at all.
Did you enjoy it?
Oh God, the food is so good. And I also realized the food, it's the food from Vivo, right?
Actually, no, that is actually food from our banquet kitchen. Our Vivo, we have two kitchens on property. One is two. Our Vivo kitchen services room service,
right,
as well as our restaurant, breakfast, lunch, and dinner in Vivo. And then we have a banquet kitchen, which services all of our banquet space, which is where you had your tasting. And that is basically, we have two separate chefs. We have Chef de Cuisine, Chef Bill Reardon, who specializes in our Vivo menu, and then we also have Admir, and I can't pronounce his last name. Forgive me, Admir, if you're listening. who is from Bosnia and has trained in Europe and is our banquet chef. Two separate menus, two different styles, you know, because one is produced for, you know, tables of 2, 4, 6, and the other is produced for 100, 200, 300, 400. So we can do up to 500 in our ballroom.
So that was the chef that I met.
That was the chef that you met, Chef Admir.
So, but in terms of, are you basically, I know you're working from two different kitchens, but you're basically, so it's you're operating from two different chefs, but you're getting the same quality, et cetera, of food from the same, however it's purchased?
Correct. We purchase through a Marriott preferred vendor, and all of our qualities are top-notch. How we actually produce the food is just a little bit different. Our banquet menu is kind of geared towards Admir's likes and dislikes. And how we came up with the menu that you tasted was we really wanted to showcase some of our more special items. You know, and I typically work with Admir on developing the menu so that it fits the couple's needs. We might have somebody that an interfaith couple where it's, you know, Catholic and Jewish, and we can't have pork or shellfish.
So in other words, you have to get some kosher pork if that's the case, huh?
Yeah, right. You know, we just did a bat mitzvah where they only had one kosher item and everything else was good to go except shellfish.
Right.
You know, we do a lot of custom menu planning in our banquet and culinary area. So, and all of that is done and, you know, settled at the tasting time. So when we sit down for tasting, we may change out the sauce. We didn't change out anything while you were here, but normally in a tasting, we'll change out starch, you know, the potato, the rice, the vegetable could go from, you know, broccolini to carrots to asparagus. The salad, we could change the dressing, maybe change the look, the composure of the salad. We'll choose wine based on the variations in the sauce. So we do all of that at the tasting. So it's an opportunity for us to really pare down the menu so that it's everything that the couple has always wanted. You know, and we try to, you know, really take care of, you know, the bride and bride, the bride and groom and groom, the mother, father.
Right.
You know, cool. So
when they, and by the way, at the because I just haven't gone to a same sex wedding. Do they say pronounce you? What do they say? I'm curious. Husband and husband, wife and wife.
I've heard husband and husband.
Yeah.
Life partners.
Heard
a variety of different things when it's all said and done. So I guess it's the couple's wishes. What's how they would like to be acknowledged in their, you know, ceremony. You know, the latest one that I just went to, you know, it was husband and husband. So I guess everybody's different. I don't know if, you know, people want to be called wife and wife.
Yeah, you know, I just thought of that. After I said that, I went, I don't know whether they want that terminology either. You know,
you know, that a lot of times it's partners in life. And
partners in life, that was good. I should have listened to when Bianca got married on All My Children to hear what they said.
I missed that.
Oh, they were doing that on All My Children. They did a lesbian couple getting married. That was the thing. Of course, All My Children always has things like that, so you can always count on them for that. But and I forgot what they said. I think they said life partners.
Yeah, you know, and the nice thing here is, you know, we have an incredibly tolerant staff who are just really here to take care of our guests, you know, and we really don't think about it as a same sex or a opposite sex wedding.
Right.
It's a special day for the customer, and you know, it's our goal and it's our job to make them feel special and that it's their special day and, you know, at our hotel. So we have a great team of people here that, you know, take care of each guest and really, you know, make it a special day for them. You know, and then, of course, you know, you were in GLOW, which, you know, Christina's here, but
yeah.
We do couples massage, and it's
sure.
You know, same sex, opposite sex, doesn't matter. Massage is massage. It's all good.
So let me ask you something. So if somebody's coming up to the Marriott and want to get a sense of the food, by eating it at Vivo, they'll at least get a sense of the quality. Would you say that? I mean, obviously they just, you know, like can't say, I want to have a wedding here. Let me taste the food.
Absolutely. We do. And you know, and every event is different. In some cases, if it's an event that is really on the fence with us in another venue, sometimes we'll do the tasting before they actually contract. Most times we don't. But if they say, well, we want to come in and just get a sense of the type of food preparation that you have, we'll invite them in for a lunch or for a dinner in Vivo, and we'll get an opportunity to sit with them, and, you know, or they'll come in on their own and say, hey, we had dinner in Vivo. We love the food. We want to do our event with you. So it kind of comes different ways. We do also get a lot of referral wedding business, you know, people who have had their family members or their cousins, or they've attended a wedding with us, you know, and they'll come back and say, oh, we want to do our event with you guys. You guys did such an awesome job. So, you know, you can't go wrong with a great facility, good food, and good staff, you know, good service. So.
Now, I want to ask you in regards to the ceremony itself, what would you say are, like, any special places in the hotel that people might say, oh, I want to have the ceremony here because of whatever that's in the background or something? Has that happened?
We do a lot. Most of the people that come to us are coming to us because they want a fairly traditional ballroom event. And they'll want to do a fairly traditional in the sense, you know, center aisle, chairs facing, you know, a huppah potentially, or an arch. So we do that in the ballroom, or we'll do that in one of the smaller conference rooms if it's a little bit smaller event. A lot of people have asked us to use the esplanade between the convention center, but it's really not for public gathering.
Right.
I think now that the Science Center is opening, people will want to be down by the waterfront and the riverfront recapture area. But for the most part, if they're going to do a ceremony here and in a reception and dinner, they'll use some of our space on the ballroom level, and we'll have that decorated one way for the ceremony. We'll turn that around and have it redecorated for reception and dinner.
Now, let me ask you another question. Like, do you, let's say if somebody, because we spoke about that some people have gone to, like, one of the theaters.
Absolutely. I mean, in Hartford, I mean, it's a great it's a great city for, I mean, all sorts of venues. I mean, there's the Bushnell that does events in several of their banquet rooms as well as the stage. There is City Hall, the Wadsworth. I mean, there are a lot of venues in Hartford where they can go, you know, the park, you know, to do something in Bushnell Park.
There was another park that I didn't get to see. Somebody said that it's great for photos.
Elizabeth Park.
Which is it?
Elizabeth Park.
Oh, yeah, okay. I heard that.
Gold State House is another great spot that's actually quite close. They have a beautiful lawn up there. And then people, if they're deciding to get, you know, and the cathedral in Hartford is gorgeous. So if they're having a very traditional, you know, religious ceremony, whether it's a synagogue or even the Hillstead Museum, they'll do something out there, and they'll shuttle their people back and forth and then do their reception and dinner here. So a lot of opportunity in Hartford. So anybody who's listening that's interested in Connecticut, Hartford's your city.
Now, suppose, let's say, if they were to do it at the Bushnell or someplace, I mean, can they say, but we want it catered by, you know, the caterers from Marriott Hotel? Can they do that? Can they request your caterers to go to?
We don't actually bring our catering services outside of the hotel.
Okay.
Bushnell has their own caterer, as do most venues in Hartford. Unfortunately, we're not equipped to bring our food service out of the hotel. However, if you do your event here, you have to use our catering, our food service.
Oh, okay, which I figured. So
and we also do, you know, cultural events. We'll do Indian weddings. We do kosher events on certain days of the week where we don't have other events, and we'll actually kosher the kitchen, have the rabbi come in and the mishkiah and do the whole thing. And you know, we've done a Greek wedding for about 550 people.
Oh, I can imagine what that would be. Are they breaking the dishes?
The best wedding, I think one of the most fun ones I've done was a wedding from the couple. Well, the groom was from Macedonia, and their custom is a pig. And they called me one day and said, "We need a 30-pound pig." And I was dumbfounded because I had never heard of such a thing. And I called and I said, you know, what do you need the pig for? She goes, we need you to roast the pig in the oven, put it on a tray, and family members dance around the ballroom and people throw money at the pig. And when the aunt, there's a name for the aunt, and I don't remember how you say it in Macedonian, but when she's satisfied that there's enough money on the pig and on the plate or on the platter, they cut the pig, the bride and groom each eats a piece, and that's their good luck.
You know, that could be, nah, that's a great bribe. We won't feed you unless we see that there's enough money on the pig.
They actually had a wonderful, wonderful wedding. They fed their guests quite well, but the dancing pig was quite funny.
Can you think of, like, maybe some of the oddest, other than that, I mean, that's not odd, that's just a tradition. Can you think of any odd and, you know, weddings that have come across, that you've come across there?
The Kentucky Derby wasn't so odd as much as it was. We did a wedding on Kentucky Derby Day, and it was all the ladies had to come in hats. They actually had a bugler, you know, play the call to gate, whatever they do at the Kentucky Derby. They had Derby play for the 3 minutes that it was on. And then they went into a fairly traditional ballroom, you know, dinner dance. But I've done, you know, same-sex wedding here where it was very much casual. I mean, it was they had a very brief ceremony in our function space, and then they went into a very heavy hors d'oeuvre martini party, and it was kind of cool and hip and trendy and different. So, I mean, we do stuff where it's very piano bar, kind of quiet and easy, to stuff that's a little bit more lively and maybe, you know, stations and past hors d'oeuvres to and hand-rolled sushi to, you know, full just sit-down dinners and traditional.
That's great. Has anybody ever requested, like, let's say, to have the ceremony at Crush?
Not to my knowledge, but if, you know, it made sense to do it, we absolutely would do it. I'd do it on the roof if I had to. Oh, it's a great view of the river. You know, but, I mean, we have, I mean, I've had people ask me to do their receptions by the pool, you know, but you can't because you have to do, everything has to be on disposable, and it's really kind of, you know,
sure.
They wanted a really nice party with, you know, paper plates, and it's kind of not so pretty, you know, and the smell of chlorine really doesn't go well with food.
Yeah, okay. Have you, like, noticed in terms of the same-sex weddings of people that are coming there, are you getting anybody from, are you getting just people from Connecticut, or do you find that people are coming, let's say, from California or New York or someplace to have the marriage there?
Mostly it's the New England corridor. It's, you know, I mean, I think we get some people who have family in, you know, maybe the couple lives out of state, but their family's here. But mostly our, you know, wedding clients, you know, whether they're same-sex or not, are local. I mean, they're Connecticut-based and or Massachusetts, maybe Rhode Island, but mostly Massachusetts, Connecticut, and just over, you know, White Plains area,
right.
You know, that part of New York. Not so much the city, but, you know, in the suburbs of New York near, you know, yeah.
Well, I would imagine, and I'm not, like, looking at a map, but, I mean, like, somebody, you know, like, from, as opposed to New York City, somebody from farther up.
Yeah, I mean, we get inquiries all the time from people
right.
All over the country. I mean, But mostly the people that actually end up, you know, that I find that are actually coming to our hotel are New England, you know, based, whether they're upstate New York or, you know, maybe a Long Island or Massachusetts, and then, of course, Connecticut.
Would you happen to know, like, how long it takes? Like, I know, like, one place in Connecticut, a couple went to town hall and got their license 10 minutes later, as opposed in Greenwich, it was 24 hours later. Do you know, like, if you go to town hall over there, what it happens to be? Or
yeah, I'm not sure.
I'll have to search that out.
I'm not sure. I mean, I don't know if it's based on volume of applications or if it's based on a wait time after you apply or in case you change your mind.
That's true. Well, that what I did hear is because I was asking why it took longer in Greenwich, and they said because there are too many people coming to Greenwich, and they need that time to do the work, versus if they went to, and I think it was like Ridgefield,
right,
with their, you know, it was a small place, and yeah, it can give you in 10 minutes. So.
Yeah, I mean, I would imagine that it's fairly easy. I mean, I know it's very easy to just get on a train and or, you know, a quick car ride, you know, to Greenwich, you know, that part of the state, you know, New Haven or whatever, you know, and we're, you know, and here we're fairly close by. I mean, town hall is not that far.
Yeah, that's true. Have you seen any? I mean, has there been ceremonies on the waterfront? Have people done that?
Not so much here because you don't really have an access point. I would think that but in Hartford though, you can access Riverfront Recapture.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I mean,
there's an organization called Riverfront Recapture.
Right.
And they actually, I think, were developed in order to kind of revitalize the whole riverfront.
Right.
And they do have what they call the boathouse down the street.
Mm-hmm.
And they do events down right on the water. The challenge with them, though, is they're right on the water, and, you know, in the spring it floods, and, you know, so, you know, we're on the third floor, we don't flood.
Right. But I'm saying, like, that if they wanted to have, like, the ceremony, then have the reception at the hotel. I was just, you know, curious to see, like, I didn't get a chance to go on the riverfront, which I will the next time I come up there, but I don't know how conducive it is, like, you know, to have as a background or whatever, you know, in terms of having a ceremony. But I did go online and check. You have sculptures there. Are they studying? I saw a sculpture of Harriet Beecher Stowe talking with Abraham Lincoln. Do you know which one I'm talking about?
I do, actually.
Oh, okay. The reason I noticed that is because I'm friends with the guy who did the sculpture.
Really?
Yeah. Bruno Lucchese.
You're tied to Connecticut.
Yeah. I mean, it was funny because I just went on. I was curious to see if he had anything in Hartford, and I said, oh, look at that. I would have gone down there and seen one of his sculptures.
Yeah, I mean, I was born and raised in Connecticut, and
mm-hmm.
And I came back after living in L.A. and South Florida outside of Miami and Boston, and, you know, I was very, very pleased when I came back to Connecticut in 2005
right.
to see what Hartford has going on. I mean, between the Science Center opening, well, our hotel opening, Adrian's Landing, Science Center, the new Front Street project, which will be coming online probably within the next year, maybe year and a half.
Right.
Springtime. You know, with the Wadsworth and the museum and all the restaurants.
Oh, sure.
It's actually a great little downtown, and
I was commenting last week on the radio that it's like really good because, like, even if you're not driving there, I mean, to get there, you get there by, let's say, like Amtrak or something, and you have the shuttle to, you know, to take you around.
Our shuttle is incredible. I mean, it takes you all around the entire loop of the city. Stops pretty much anywhere you want to go, and if you get a nice chatty driver, he'll give you a little downtown tour.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's great because they also have the restaurant shuttle. When we have big conventions and groups, they will extend hours. If we have a big event that needs to get around the city, you know, we contact them and they kind of work with us to help.
Oh, that's great.
get the people to and from.
Do you have, is there anything coming up, by the way, at the Marriott there, like any kind of convention in the area that that involves the Marriott?
Oh, we have, this summer we have, well, we just finished a very heavy prom season. We had almost every Friday and Saturday booked with high school proms, 300, 400, 500 kids from some of the best schools in Connecticut or in the Hartford area. We have a we have an Indian wedding, a Pakistani wedding this summer. We had a wonderful bat mitzvah. We have a wonderful Hartford traditional event, the Travelers Championship, which has been in Connecticut, I don't even know how long. It started, it was the Sammy Davis Jr. Golf Championship way back when, and it's remodified itself, and now Travelers is the official sponsor for the next 12 years, and that's actually down in Cromwell, and we're the host hotel. So we house all of the celebrities, some of the professional golfers. We do dinners for them pretty much every night in the ballroom. We house a lot of the executives from the Travelers Corporation, Insurance Corporation. And we also do a big convention this summer, National Model Railroad Association in July. We're doing Women of Faith in a few weeks. So we have our hands in a lot of different areas.
That's great. Yeah. So in other words, at these kind of things, if somebody's coming up and part of this, they're really getting a taste of the catering food.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Which, you know, a lot of them will be on their own for food, and they'll go to the restaurant. You know, our restaurant sometimes, I think, it participates in what's called the Best of Hartford. And Vivo is in Crush. And we've won awards for Vivo. We won awards in the spa. We won awards for hotel service, the best hotel in Hartford. So, I mean, if you're coming to Hartford and you want a first-class experience, you know, you need to come here.
Yeah, well, I can definitely understand. And by the way, when you said you're from L.A., you didn't mean Lower Astoria, did you?
No, I remember your joke. I actually lived in L.A.
Okay. Well, all right. I want to get on to the spa.
Christina's here. Great to talk with you again, Merle.
Sure, and I hope to see you again up there, because I definitely want to come back up there so I can really take in the new science center.
Well, I hope all your listeners will come and see us in Hartford.
I hope so too. All right, take care, and you can, you know, I know you're going to hang there, right?
Yeah, I'm hanging.
Okay. So now I got, is Christina there?
I'm here. Hi, Emeril.
Hey, Christina. Wow.
How are you feeling?
Still feeling fine. You know, it was so funny. I mean, like, I can't believe how, and it wasn't a matter of lethargic because, like, you know, like, oh, my God, I'm so tired. It was a matter of I didn't realize how stressed I was.
Now you know what relaxation feels like.
Yes, and I have to tell you something really weird. What happened was that I would imagine, I don't think it's the facial that did this, but the body treatment. But I lost weight in like a day.
Awesome.
And I lost it probably because of whatever, the toxins, the, you know, like I peed a lot, you know, and stuff like that. It was amazing. But
a lot of times the treatments, because you did have a body wrap, the heat and the wrapping, it helps your body get rid of excess fluid.
Well, it certainly did.
That's nice for people, especially for an event where they want to look, you know, nice in a attractive dress or something, and it's a little tight. They can get a body treatment, and it actually does help them lose inches with water weight.
Mm. Well, I want to break this down and break this into like three categories of things I want to talk about. First, I want to get into the facial, you know, what you did for me, and also the products that we use. So let's first get into the facial that I had, which, right, I found it. Where's my piece of paper? Right? The facial. It was the rejuvenating? No.
You had the Skin Renaissance Facial for rosacea and redness.
There it is.
It desensitizes the skin, reduces the appearance of redness.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then we gave you a, we call a little cocktail sample with a sample of the products. One of them was a booster to, you can add to cream that for couperose and reduces redness.
Right.
We have 10 different facials that we offer, and we kind of customize them to each person's need.
Mm-hmm.
And then you also had the seaweed mask. That's really awesome. Did you like how that felt?
I liked how it all felt.
Yeah,
the seaweed mask is a great facial.
It comes off when you after you put it on the face. It sits there for 20 minutes, and you peel it off in one big piece.
Yeah.
So that feels really good, and it's very cooling for the face, and it actually helps with pore texture and suppleness, and everybody loves that.
Mm. So what I wanted to ask you, like, so people can understand, in terms of the steps, what, like, the process of what I went through.
Have the facial? First,
yes.
You do a consultation, and then the esthetician, Barb, will analyze your skin and also ask you what your concerns are. Something that may be a concern to her may not be a concern to you.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you had a problem with redness, she would diagnose and put on specific products for that. And then we also gave you, like, the take-home products that help that as well.
Right.
Because a lot of times, especially with redness, you have to kind of help with restructuring the skin. That particular problem with the skin is not usually corrected with just one facial.
Right.
As opposed to someone who just wants a cleansing facial.
Right.
So
in terms of the process itself, can you tell me, like, kind of step by step what happened? Or explain, because, like, I know, I lie there and I'm going, something's coming on, something's coming off.
Well, first, they usually do a cleansing, a toning, a mask, a cream application, which they'll then massage into the face. A lot of times people, one of the benefits of the massage is the stimulation of the blood with the facial massage. And, you know, when we put on stuff at home, we slap it on, we wipe it off, but the esthetician will spend, you know, a good 15, 20 minutes massaging your face, and that actually does help with the treatment.
Well, from what I was getting, as opposed to, like, taking something and wiping things off, or at least this is what it felt like, every time something was taken off, there was this hot towel, and it went around me and, like, you know, it blotted me it off. Was that what it, am I explaining what I thought happened, or no?
Part of that is we tried, obviously, that anyone can apply stuff and take it off, but we try to do it in a way that has finesse to it, so
mm-hmm.
that it feels like you're getting a luxurious treatment. Someone's just not using a washcloth on your face. There's a whole technique on how it's wrapped around your face, pressed into
mm-hmm.
the face. There's essential oils put on the towels. It's part of the pleasure experience.
So but when someone is that recommended for somebody to be doing that versus, like, taking something and like taking a towel and wiping it? So in other words, that you're not, you know, making it so it's easier on your face?
Well, I think that's what makes it a spa treatment as opposed to, like, a medical procedure. You're getting good treatments, but it's also in a sense appealing to your senses.
Oh, okay. So in other words, if you're taking a washcloth and wiping it off your face, you're not hurting your face.
No.
You're gently wiping your face with a washcloth. And should it always be hot, by the way?
Not necessarily.
Oh, okay.
It should be fairly warm.
Okay, but it's because sometimes I notice, like, I've been to places like, you know, the towel comes out and it feels like it just came out of the oven.
Yeah, that's too hot. You can cause, burns.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to know. Good, because that's not what I felt at this one.
Make it as pleasurable experience as possible. That's the skill of the esthetician or the provider. Like even with the body treatments, you know, we you can apply cream in a way that's kind of sensual, or you can apply it where it's just feeling like someone's applying cream to you.
Mm-hmm. So now in terms of the facial, so what particular products? Like it's a particular company of the products that you're using for the facial, right?
It's Comfort Zone products.
Uh-huh.
Comfort Zone is a company from Italy. They've started in 1982. They have a lot of different cultures that they use in their treatments and their rituals, the Mediterranean culture, the Asian culture, and they also have a lot of modern trends. They use the finest ingredients. They also replenish the rainforest, so they have a strong program with the environment. Their mission and ours is to offer care and pleasure in a pleasing environment and with the principles of science and nature.
And it was pleasure. And I also want to add that it's interesting in getting a facial, I think I also, like you kind of get a massage in your head and your neck and your, I mean, it's almost part of a massage involved in the facial.
Yeah, a lot of times we recommend people who may not be comfortable with a full body massage to start with a facial, because you do get some massaging. You get the neck, the shoulders, the arms, the feet. And then maybe, you know, then they can kind of expand on their spa repertoire as they
get
more comfortable.
Yeah. Okay, so now let's go on to the next phase, which the next phase is now the body treatment that I had, which is the, now, I had the AromaSoul Asian Body Scrub.
Yes.
Okay, and by the way, I want people to understand that one of the problems that I thought I was going to face but didn't was all the scratches from my little kitties all over my body.
So we used a nice gentle pearl scrub on you that is used to soothing skin irritations.
Right.
And it uses lang lang, essential oils, mimosa, jasmine, vanilla, crushed pearl, which kind of leaves an iridescent quality to the skin. We kind of like that. A lot of women like that for their weddings, same sex or otherwise, because it kind of gives them a little shiny glow. It reflects the light. It also has a very sensual smell. So that's why we gave that to you, because of the kitten scratches and there wouldn't be any citrus or rough scrubs. A lot of people use like salts in the scrubs, and I think they're really too harsh on the body and can actually cause some damage. So ours are usually gentler. The Indian scrub that we have uses crushed rice, and then the pearl scrub that you had was crushed pearl.
Now, what I want to do is, can we kind of go through like the process of how, you know, what kind of steps were done in this particular thing? I mean, again, it's like this is coming on, this is coming off. That's how I sense the whole thing. I'm going, what now? What's next? What?
First, we
not
get the,
done yet. Yeah, yeah. Dad.
First, we get the guest to lie on the table correctly.
Yeah. All right, with the head in the right place. Yeah.
Because there's a blanket that's rolled over you, so a lot of times people, including yourself, thought that was a pillow.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
So we get them to lie on the table correctly. They usually have some kind of brief cloth over them, over their chest, or and some disposable panties, and we do a scrub on them with shea butter and essential oils, wrap them in plastic to heat up the body so that it absorbs into the skin, and then we do a nice head massage, foot massage for about 20 minutes. Remove that with warm towels. As you also saw, there's a technique to doing that that's very soothing and relaxing and kind of sensual.
Mm-hmm.
And then we apply a rich cream, and we use a Echelon-style massage, which is from California, that uses a whole body strokes up and down the arms, up to the shoulders, around the back, in one long stroke. It's very soothing and calming to the spirit.
Yeah, calming is not the word. As I was nodding out during the show after later.
A lot of these things we offer, like special packages for brides, bridal
yeah.
parties. One of the best things for someone before a wedding is to get a series of facials, so that they spend a lot of money on photography, and our photographers tell us, you know, if people could just get a few skin treatments before, that would really make the difference in the quality. We also have some few things we've designed for maybe like family members of the bride or the groom or the couple.
Mm-hmm.
So that they can experience like a little spa party while they're here, while, you know, guests are coming from all over. There might be a reception or rehearsal dinner. They plan a spa party for their guests that are here, other family members that aren't going for the night before. And we've done a few things like that are kind of fun. We have, like I said, 10 different facials, 9 different massages, 6 different body treatments. We offer waxing, the mineral makeup, which you tried, and we also have eyelash extensions.
I'll get into makeup in a minute. ruining my reputation. But I just wanted to ask you, because I remember, who did Reiki on me?
That was Barb.
Okay, I knew there was some point somebody saying, would you like Reiki done on you? I'm going, who did that now? Who did? Okay.
A lot of times Barb, that's our esthetician, she'll do that. She's a Reiki master. She'll do that while she has the mask on people. You have the mask on for 20 minutes, so she'll do some
right.
Reiki on your body.
Yeah, that was the whole thing was great. Now I want to go now. In terms of the products, are there different particular products used for when you're having the like a body treatment?
We use the same Comfort Zone products. We use
all their Comfort Zone.
Yeah.
What do I have? It says, is this from you guys? It says Blink.
Oh, Blink. That's the eye mascara, the tubeless mascara.
Oh, okay. So we'll
part of the makeup.
Okay, so let's finish up on this. So
that when you come here, you can come for an afternoon, an hour, or an overnight, and we have the pool, a gym, the jacuzzi. You tried the disposable bathing suits. How'd you like that?
It didn't fit.
It didn't fit. Oh, I'm sorry.
Extra large, I think. One day, maybe.
A few more body treatments, and we'll have you in that extra large.
Yeah. yeah, I think so. But now the other thing I want to kind of ask you is, like, so in terms of, like, I have now that I have the products, you know, and people, I'm sure, buying the products, let's say now with the things for, like, the body treatment and stuff like that, can you give yourself enough of a body treatment without having someone else do it?
Well, I think you can apply the creams and do a fairly decent scrub, but what's hard is to get your back unless you have a partner who's willing to do your back for you.
Okay, so it's only the back that you're kind of dealing with.
Other than that,
you can apply the stuff and just as long as that you're taking it off.
Shower it off.
Yeah, shower it off or use a cloth or I guess there's some things that you can use a cloth and some that you just have to get into the shower.
Yeah.
We have a
mud pack that's for Monticello mud that's for like the hips and thighs, and they come with a take-home kit comes with sauna pants. You can put the mud on you and then put the sauna pants on to create the heat that causes the water reduction.
You should have told me about that. I could have lost another 5 pounds, I guess, huh?
And then a lot of times people will put that mud packet in the bath for a mud bath that's very good if you're coming down with a cold or if a lot of people this time of year they're starting to work out more and they get lactic acid buildup. You can take a mud bath and relieve some of that.
Now, how long have you been doing this at the Marriott?
I've been here for about 3 years. I've been a massage therapist for about 5 years.
In a past life,
I had an MBA and was in corporate finance for 25 years.
Oh, you decided on this instead, huh?
Yeah.
And why?
Stress
what
reduction.
What made you decide to do that, huh?
Stress reduction.
Yeah. Do you find it distresses you by doing it?
Oh, yeah. When I do a massage, it's like doing a dance. It's almost like Tai Chi.
Mm-hmm.
Very relaxing for me.
Mm-hmm. And you're also, people are happy afterwards.
People are happy. We're nice and relaxed, too. You have to be very calm yourself when you're touching people so that they can feel that.
Sure.
It's an energy transfer.
Mm.
I had a friend that ran into me recently, and I said, hi, how are you? Don't you remember me? And she said, oh, no. She said, I thought you were one of my son's friends. She didn't realize I used to work with her. She thought I was 20 years younger than I actually was.
Oh, maybe I should go into this. I'm with the big 6-0 coming up this weekend. I think that's what I need to do then.
I can drop you down to 40.
Happy birthday, Mar. You need to come back to Hartford. We'll throw you a nice birthday party.
Well, you know I'm coming back anyway.
Well, there you
go. I'm going to take you up on that.
Get a bus with all your friends and come in, and you'll have a, and everyone can chip in and throw you a nice party.
That's a good idea. Everybody's asking me what I want for my birthday. Now, I want to get to this whole thing with the makeup. I mean, this is, especially I want to get into the fact that it's not a matter of that when you were talking with me about it that I'm having makeup to, because it's like the feminine or whatever thing to do, that it's also stuff that should be going on my face because to deal with like the redness and et cetera, et cetera.
What we have is we have custom blended mineralogy makeup, and the custom blending, we blend it right to your tone of your
mm-hmm.
skin, and we add additives to it. Now, mineral makeup is just pure minerals. It has a natural SPF of 26, so it's great for sunscreen.
Right.
But we also add things like the green tea is good for skin cancer, prevention of skin cancer. Mm-hmm. Grapeseed we can add for antioxidants. We also added some licorice root for you because of the redness and inflammation. And it's actually vitamins that actually help heal the skin. And also we added some soy, which is like natural estrogen. After a certain age, the skin starts to sag, so replacing it with the natural hormone, it can get absorbed in. Because your skin is the largest organ in the body of absorption and elimination. So we want to put things on the skin that are going to help heal it and make it like vitamins. So even though it's called makeup, we call it more of mineral application. And as you, when we apply it to you, it doesn't really look like you have makeup on. It looks very natural.
Right.
And it enhances your own beauty.
Right. So in other words, versus my thinking, and just because I'm going out into the elements, I should, like, have the makeup on.
We tell people you've got to wear your minerals.
Yeah. Right.
Put your minerals on before you go outside.
Now, would you say this is like, this is on TV, there's this other mineral thing that they talk about? It's not the same one, right?
No, it's not the same one. The difference that we have is the custom blending. If you use like Bare Minerals or another one of the brands, it's already pre-mixed, so you'd have to mix a couple different ones together yourself to try to match your own skin tone. And most of us don't have the time or patience for that. What we mixed for you was a whole, even an application brush that you can put in your bag and take it with you. We sell it to some men. They use it for sunscreen on the golf courses because it's easy to take with you. It doesn't have the same properties as other SPF products that can, once you start sweating, it kind of drips in your face and you can taste it. This is, it doesn't drip. It stays right on you until you remove it with soap and water. Very light and very comfortable to wear. It doesn't feel like you have a lot of makeup on. As you could tell, it's great coverage for redness.
Yes. But also it's good, like, because now I'm going to be in Provincetown for a week. I don't go to the beach and hang out to get a tan. I could be walking down the street and the sun is just going to tan me anyway.
Yeah. So I would take the disposable brush that we gave you and put that like on your face, your neck, your shoulders, your chest, and that will be some protection for you.
Oh, good. And then I'll look better, too.
You'll look better, too.
Yeah.
Plus, you have anxiety. You know that you're putting something great on your skin.
Right. You know, even, I got to tell you, even it was funny because, like, I got on the train, and I was nodding off on the train. I kept on the train. Why do I keep nodding off so much? And I just realized, God, well, that stress must have gone out for me, and now I'm, like, the relaxing part is welcomed. So one other question I have in regards to going to a spa. How often or too often, let's say, in terms of getting a facial, is once a week enough?
Well, sometimes it depends on, we have a couple facial packages. There's two typical ones that need more than the average once a quarter. Mostly a lot of body treatments and spa treatments, they like you to do them to change of every season. So for most people, you can get a facial once a quarter. But we do have a series for people who have problematic skin, acneic skin, that might need more intensive 4 or 5 services, and also an anti-aging alpha hydroxy that has a series of 4 and 6. So that would be someone who's trying to take a few years off their skin,
mm-hmm.
get that series, or if they have problematic skin, they're trying to clear up blemishes, they would probably do it more frequently.
When you say more frequently, I mean, you're not. Are you talking once a week or once every couple of weeks or once a month? I mean, like,
series are doing them once a month.
Okay, so it's not like you can. It's not like people should not get a facial every day.
No.
Right. Okay. What's the least amount? Once a month?
I think once a quarter is probably good for most.
Oh, okay. All right, so it's...
That also follows the Ayurvedic principles of the change of every season to do a good body scrub and get your
right.
body, skin, and your face really cleansed and ready for the next season. And because your body changes and it adapts, so your skin will need to get revitalized.
So just to kind of get an idea, let's just say that for every quarter... You're there for a facial and a body treatment. What should you like put aside the money so people can kind of look at? You're not talking every day, you're not talking every week.
We have a couple of packages. That would be a $200 treatment for about 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
We also have the hotel has a lot of spa packages where you can come for overnight, get a couple spa treatments and a breakfast or a dinner depending on which package you choose.
Oh, that's great.
They have a lot of bundling like that that's very attractive for people. I have couples coming for anniversaries. I have a couple gay couples that are coming frequently because one of them is pregnant, and they come for couples massages. We do a pregnancy
massage. I guess it's not the guy that's pregnant, huh?
No. No.
Okay.
It's two wives.
Okay. It could be. I mean, then again, it could be that odd couple. You know which one?
Yeah.
But yeah, okay. Which I'm
called the rejuvenating body indulgence, mm-hmm. which is actually all of my favorite treatments, which is hot stone massage,
mm-hmm.
Mud wrap, and the seaweed face wrap that you had. And that's $275. That's probably the most expensive treatment for a 1 day treatment.
Okay. So in other words, hypothetically. And I'm just kind of looking at it. I could actually hop the Amtrak, come up there, have my treatments, and hop an Amtrak and come back home.
Yeah, a lot of people spend the whole, an afternoon here. You could swim at the pool, a hot tub, have a lunch, walk around by the river, and head home.
Now, in terms of like having lunch, do you do something where you can have the food brought up?
Sure. There's a spa menu, or you can order off the Vivo menu.
Oh, okay. So in other words, and what would someone have lunch like at the poolside?
Yeah, we have a couple tables in there with chairs. We have one group of ladies that they all play tennis on Thursdays, and they come for spa treatments and a quick, you know, cheese and wine at before they have to go pick up the kids at 3 o'clock.
Oh, okay. Well, that's kind of, I mean, and this is just kind of looking at, and people want to do something just for the day. And
yep.
And if they not interested, I mean, not that I wouldn't want to stay over at the Marriott because
not
it's
too.
So great, but this gives an opportunity for people to come up there for the day and get a sense of the place. And you know, look at the schedule and say when's the latest you can go back to New York and have an opportunity to have treatments, the pool and everything else, and treat yourself.
Also a boat trip down on the Lady Catherine if you want to the
yeah,
water.
Yeah. Yeah, because I want to kind of figure out, like, if you did that, spend a day in Hartford with the spa and a couple of things on how long it would take and what could you kind of take in,
The spa's open from 11 to 7. We're open, Sundays is a good day for a lot of people like to come in on Sundays. So you could take the train, you'd be here by 11, have two treatments, have lunch by the pool, take a walk down by the river, you maybe go to the Bushnell Park, ride on the carousel, and then head back home and be home by 6 o'clock.
Oh. And this weekend, Merle, is Gay Pride. So if you have any listeners that come to Hartford for Gay Pride Saturday, they can come to Gay Pride, have lunch or dinner in Vivo, get a treatment upstairs, and enjoy Hartford and head back to the city.
When they have Gay Pride, is there a particular like hangout or place that they're doing this?
They're doing it in Bushnell.
They're doing what?
They do it in Bushnell Park.
That's about 2 blocks from the hotel.
Yep. So you can park in our garage, walk to the Bushnell Park, have lunch, do the spa, and or take the train, come on over via the shuttle, and have a great day.
Oh, that's great. It's a great idea. Because I don't think people think of, like, you know, it's kind of like, I mean, people will drive from New York City up to Boston to have dinner, so.
Stop in Hartford.
Well, and you got a chance to see some of the better restaurants in Hartford, you know, not only Vivo, and you were in Crush, but, you know, Trumbull Kitchen and some of the other venues in Hartford. I mean, we've got great dining here.
Yeah,
so.
You certainly do. Well, I thank you guys for coming on. Is there someone else like in the background, like a third person that happens to be there?
Nope,
just us.
Oh, okay. Because I thought that she might want to have like you know talked to him. But so okay, so it's just the two of you that were on. What you got a speakerphone out there over there?
Yeah,
me and Ray.
We're in our conference room in our sales office. So.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, it was great to chat with you. And,
yes.
You know, for all your listeners, come visit us in Hartford. We have a lot to offer. And between great spa, great food, and we have a great little city.
What they can do is they can contact me at glow@whghotels.com. I can email them a menu, and they can take a look at our services and see how we can help them out.
And is there an easiest connection to go to the whole to get this? I had a little trouble finding when I went to like the website of the Marriott and when I got to the website of the Marriott of Hartford to actually get the menu.
It is a little difficult to get. That's why we usually ask people. We'll email it to you.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, Marriott in general, their websites have a lot of information, and you kind of have to click around in it to get to the specific area that you want.
Right.
But it's www.hartfordmarriott.com, and once you're in there, you know, take your time and click through it, or you can call us directly if you're looking to do a catering event. Our number here is 860-760-2212. That's our sales line. We have a whole team of people up here that can you know, even if you're just calling for general information, we can get you redirected pretty quickly.
That's great. And maybe when I come back, I'll do the other two scenes from The Wizard of Oz.
I'll get you, my pretty.
Okay, guys. I appreciate you coming on this and getting out any information, especially that I didn't get when I spoke last week. What I'm going to do, by the way, is I'm going to report back on what happens by wearing the makeup, et cetera, et cetera. You know, I'm going to kind of do that to follow up on, okay, now that I have the products and using them, does it make a difference kind of thing.
How does the cream help your legs with all the cat scratches?
Well, they stop scratching a little bit, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I've been, you know, like, I think they're learning that mother says no to certain things, so it's getting a little less on that.
Good.
So
well, that'll help heal those scratches.
Yes, but I'll apply it anyway. But I'm gonna be bringing the products, some of the products up with me when I go to Provincetown for the week. So that'll be really really great because I know you know a lot of outdoor stuff and I want to protect the skin.
Yep.
So. All right. Again, thanks. Thanks, guys.
Hi.
You're welcome, Merle. You take great care.
Okay.
Get glowing.
So just so again, it's Christina Pitcher and you're the spa manager.
Yep.
And Raymond Benoit.
Yes,
the director of catering and events, both at the Marriott Hartford Downtown. All right, guys, have a good evening.
Have a great night. Take
care. I'll see you guys again.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Yes, well, I'm definitely going to go back up there. I want to see the waterfront, and I want to go to the Science Center as well. But this is really cool. The products are fabulous. I'm really terrible about, you know, what's things like this, about putting stuff on. I mean, this is bad for me. For me, you know, that I tend to, like, not think about it, and then, like, oh, why is my face looking like crap, you know? So I'm going to make it a point, and especially, again, bringing the products with me when I go to P-Town. Now, here's another product that also good for you. Do you know that 9 out of 10 people who are constipated don't give a shit? Or perhaps they should. As over the years, the walls of your intestines tend to be caked on, not with just burgers and fries, but foods with all those additives and preservatives, causing disease, damage to your immunity system, and lack of energy. I know that daily recommended supply of eating 31 fruits and vegetables can be a hard concept to swallow. But not anymore, thanks to Celneek, delicious organic drinks in 5 flavors: vanilla citrus, tropical fruit, apple, pomegranate, and kukicha tea. Sweetened with agave, there are no added sugars. And a 12-ounce bottle ranges from 84 to only 127 calories. So take the 21-day challenge by following the 4 daily steps to cellular fitness: nourish, cleanse, alkalinize, and live consciously. What was it just doing? Hey, would somebody bring me a bottle of that Celneek, please? Yes, and you can get Celneek at on www.cell-neek, N-I-Q-U-E, as in like unique, but Celneek.com. Yeah, well, I said something over. I did the commercial and then, yeah, I kind of recorded it, and I forgot that I ended it too because I wasn't conscious. I need a bottle of Celneek. While I'm waiting for my next caller to call in, it's time for some music, and that's because I like the song. What can I tell you?
She may be the face I can't forget, a trace of pleasure or regret, maybe my treasure or the price I have to pay. She may be the song the summer sings, maybe the chill the autumn brings, maybe 100 different things within the measure of the day. She may be the beauty or the beast, maybe the famine or the feast, may turn each day into a heaven or a hell. She may be the mirror of my dreams, a smile reflected in a stream. She may not be what she may seem inside her shell. out to see them when they cry. She may be the love that cannot hope to last, may come to me from shadows of the past that I remember till the day I die. She may be the reason I survive, the why and wherefore I'm alive, the one I've cared for through the rough and ready years. Me, I'll take her laughter and her tears and make them all my souvenirs. Where she goes, I've got to be. The meaning of my life is she.
Well, I have a giveaway. Yep, I do. Okay, as a product called Ageless Anti-Age Perfume. According to this, and I haven't tested it out, but according to this, it's supposed to make you smell 10 years younger. I've never heard that. It make you smell 10 years younger. I wonder how it's like, it makes me kind of wonder, like, ooh, what did I smell like at that point? It's for women, and the product it says this potent perfume potion is infused with the age transforming power of pink grapefruit, luscious mango, antioxidant pomegranate, jasmine, and musk. Yeah, and it says clinically proven to be a youthful scent, and that's supposed to be the essence of it. So, what they're saying is that I guess it makes you feel youthful. I guess I'm going to see what happens if I like wear it. When I'm turning the big 6-0 this weekend. So I guess maybe I get to smell like when I was 50. I'm not sure. I haven't put it on yet. I have it with me, and I have smelled it, and it is. I love the smell of it, that's for sure. And what I have is, because it says, say goodbye to the old lady rosy fragrances. Say hello to a bouquet of youth. And this is by Harvey Prince and Company. And I guess if you go to harveyprince.com, you can see this. What I have here on the roll-ons, I'm trying to, I tell you how many ounces it is, but it's not, my reading is bad. I just, for some reason, it doesn't have, I would say this is probably, an ounce. I don't know, I really can't tell. But I understand that this it sells for like $20. But I have a number of these, and the way you can get it is you go on my email information should be on this on blogtalk.com and email me, and I'll send it to you. I have to charge postage because whatever. I mean, I won't charge it. I've handled it already, so I got it. No, I won't charge it. I was always wondering about hand postage and handling, but whatever it's like, just I don't mind. Whatever it costs me to get it out to you is what I have to just kind of get in return. I have like 25 of these, and again, just to email me saying that you heard about this. You can call about Ageless, it's called. Even if you sort of remember what I said, you can kind of say, that perfume thing if you want. And let me know, and I'll get this out to you. I'm going to open up the one I have here. I'll tell you, like, it's kind of for me, it's almost the grapefruity part kind of stands out. It's kind of, I don't know, I can't really kind of like, I'll put it next to the phone. Can you smell it? Take a whiff. No, take a better whiff. Take a bigger whiff. Okay, can you smell it now? I don't know, maybe your nose must be clogged. I mean, I don't understand. I could smell it. And so, again, just email me and you'll get a sample of this. I know that the large bottle, I don't know if it's large, I guess the 3-ounce bottle is selling for about $100. So this, maybe this, I'm terrible about this. This is a 1/2 ounce. But you can have the opportunity to try it out, and you may get hooked on it, or maybe the person that you want to attract will, you know, come on up to you and start the conversation. You smell good, as opposed to, you smell bad. You know, so, and you can, again, check it out on, what did I say, HarveyPrince.com. You know, talking about getting those spa treatments is kind of like relaxing me, I'll tell you. So I'm going to P-Town this weekend and celebrating my birthday with Barb and Nancy, and we're going to go on some adventures. One of them particular, I'm really looking forward to this. We're going to be going to an oyster farm, which to me is an interesting concept of having oysters other than, you know, like when you go to a restaurant, you have these kind of oysters on the menu, and these are the oysters that are right there, and I guess I get to test it out and see, like, you know, how it differs, or does it differ from, like, Blue Point, et cetera. But I understand, I'm not sure what else is on the premises, because when I called the guy, I heard him say something about, I have to call you back because I'm moving the sheep. And then he said something about feeding the pigs. So I have a feeling it's a farm as well. And we're told to, like, bring a pair of shorts. I guess we're going to sort of wade in the water a bit. I hope it's just a bit, because I don't swim. But I think this will be really great. Hopefully we'll get some YouTubing on this, and I'll have it up on my blog site. And then we're also going to a cranberry bog, and the cranberry bog is in Harwich. Oh, by the way, the oyster farm is in Dennis. So in Harwich, we're going to a cranberry bog, and of course, I don't think we're going to actually, we won't see the cranberries because they're not harvested yet, but I think I'll have an opportunity to take the hoe and do a little work. We might be able to go out on a lobster boat as well. As it turns out, and I will do a show. Hopefully, I'm going to get to do a radio show while we're at P-Town, and I'm going to visit the lobster boat is via Townsend Lobster, and Townsend Lobster had actually when, you know what they say, when one door closes, the other opens. And they had to leave their place that was on a wharf. And as it turned out, they took over a place that formerly Clement Ursi's, a large place like on a not not on the basic main strips of town, but on the side, but across the street from the big supermarket. And they're just going to start to open, and I think by next year they'll have the entire place operating with the restaurant, et cetera. Now I think they're just going to do the kind of retail, I'm not sure, I'll let you know, of how much of the area that you can actually sit down and eat. But I love lobsters. So and that's what's happening. Don't know what happened with David. Give him all the information and the phone number to call in. Maybe with some kind of communication. I'm not sure. Let's see. But no, I just I thought maybe I got an email from him. We got an email from. From chemistry.com. I did this thing, and obviously they want my money. I mean, this is all about they want my money, and I understand. But when they're coming back to me and they're matching me up with women that are like, one is in some place in Pennsylvania, in Massachusetts. And it's not as if the ones that I'm being matched up with, like, oh, I have to go because of I see how much we click. But the thing that makes it even odder is when I get the email, and in the email, like, there's a picture of a guy. It's like, do you bother to read that I want a female? You know, do these people who are sitting from chemistry.com, you know, realize I want a female, and if they, they have to do something about it, or the things I get with photos, I'll see, like, male and female together. So they're not even, like, putting together, showing me two women, to even want me to subscribe, So anyway, well, I'm going to be missing. We got the New York Sharks have a game this Saturday. They're going to Washington, D.C. to play the D.C. Divas. And the following Saturday, on the 13th, is the final game of the season, which is also at home in Brooklyn. So I'm definitely going to be there. I'm going to come back an evening earlier just to make sure that we can get there. And I'll tell you, later as to what went on. Until then, as soon as I can find out, what day, time, et cetera, that I can do the show in Petetown, I will put it up, and then this should be a hoot. I'm going to try. I'm trying for Thursday. This way, I'll have done, some of the things that I'm planning. We're all planning, and get back to you. But in the meantime, I got just one more commercial that I want to play because of. Well, it's the airline that I'm using.
Thank you for calling JetBlue. May I help you?
My cousin was telling me you guys have extra leg room.
Uh-huh. We have extra leg room as compared to a normal coach seat.
Okay. If I don't have an extra leg, can I use that room for something else?
No. That is not what the extra leg implies. We took out one whole row of seats, and that gave the rest of those rows a couple of extra inches of leg room. I understand what you mean. The words extra leg imply that, but it has nothing to do with having an extra leg.
I'm a pretty literal person.
Uh-huh. Well, that would be taking it very literally.
I guess a little too literally.
Okay. Is there anything else I can help you with?
I think that's it. You've been pretty helpful.
Thanks for calling JetBlue.
Dear traveler, Stretch out. We now have the most legroom in coach. Visit us at JetBlue.com. Sincerely, JetBlue. Based on average fleet-wide seat pitch of U.S. Airlines.
Yeah, I love that commercial. Again, I definitely have to get another one from them. Not that I don't like this one, but I want to see if they have some other cuties. So, I'm going to end the show now. What the hey? And I'll be talking with you all. Wait a minute. Because I get emails all the time. But I thought this one was kind of cute. My friend Wayne, sent this one to me. Did you hear about the 83-year-old woman who talked herself out of a speeding ticket by telling the young officer that she had to get there before she forgot where she was going? I have to try that in case. Well, all right. That's a good line. Well, now, you know. All right. Well, I guess between the makeup and this ageless perfume, I won't look that old. So, all right. Until next time, everybody have a good day, evening, or whatever you're doing. Good night.